This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in the Netherlands for the second leg of his five-country tour. He was received by the Dutch Foreign Minister Tom Berendsen at the airport. During the visit, the Prime Minister to hold bilateral talks with Dutch Prime Minister Rob Chetten and to call on their Majesties, the King and the Queen. Today, Prime Minister Modi will address the Indian community and meet CEOs of leading Dutch companies. Yesterday, during his UAE visit, Mr. Modi reiterated India's support for safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, underscoring its importance for regional stability as well as global energy and food security. After high-level talks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on UAE.
Almost free, open or safe banaye rakhna ye hamari sabse badi prathmikta hai. Is vision mein antarrashtriya kanunon ka palan avashyak hai. Brother, Bharat har paristhiti mein UAE ke saath kandhe se kandha milakar
Government has imposed a special additional excise duty of 3 rupees per litre on export of petrol. Ministry of Finance has notified about it. The special additional excise duty on diesel exports have been brought down to 16 rupees 50 paise per litre from 23 rupees. The special additional excise duty on aviation turbine fuel ATF has also been reduced to 16 rupees from 33 rupees a litre. The revised rates will remain in force for the next fortnight beginning today. There has been no change in the existing excise duty rates for petrol and diesel for domestic consumption. Advocating for greater transparency in the West Bengal Assembly, Chief Minister Shivendu Adhikari called for live broadcast of question hour, debates, bills and budgets. He said, people of the state have every right to see what the elected members are doing in the assembly and that can only be ensured through live streaming of the session. He declared, the house belongs to the opposition, assuring that despite the government's majority, opposition members will have ample opportunity to speak. The statement came during a special session where BJP legislator Rathindra Basu from Cooch Behar South was unanimously elected Speaker of the 18th Legislative Assembly. NTA said candidates can update their present address and choice of first and second examination cities as per their preference from yesterday to Thursday. Exams will be held between 2 p.m. to 5:15 p.m. Meanwhile, Central Board of Secondary Education CBSE has announced a two-stage review process for Class 12 students dissatisfied with their results. Students can apply online for scanned copies of evaluated answer books from the 19th to the 22nd of this month at 700 rupees per subject, while applications for verification and re-evaluation can be submitted from the 26th to the 29th. Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has approved draft directions to implement an action plan for preventing and controlling paddy stubble burning in Delhi NCR. In a review meeting yesterday, the Commission has also proposed phased registration of only electric L5 category passenger and goods three-wheelers in the region, citing expert findings that vehicle emissions are a major contributor to PM2.5 pollution and calling for a faster shift to cleaner mobility. Union Ministry of Culture has organized the birth centenary celebrations in a one-day national seminar on contributions of Acharya Sri Dinesh Chandra Joshi in the field of Sanskrit and Indian culture in New Delhi. The ministry yesterday said several commemorative programs, academic seminars, cultural events, exhibitions and spiritual gatherings across the country have been held since the 11th of last month. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 7 wickets in Lucknow. Put into bat, Chennai Super Kings scored 187 for 520 overs with the help of Karthik Sharma's 71 runs. In reply, Lucknow Super Giants overhauled the target with the loss of 3 wickets in 16.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.